Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Matt Day. Matt, Amazon's going to be handing out $500 million in bonus money to some of its frontline workers. What's it all about?
So essentially, it's to compensate them for the added risk of, you know, continuing to go to work in the face of this pandemic that's heating up in a lot of places around the country. You know, this was a bid offered $2 an hour to employees earlier in the pandemic that lapsed, and so Amazon is making up for it at least in June with a $500 bonus for most full timers.
Why not just continue with the $2 an hour hazard pay?
No, that's a great question. When we put that to Amazon, when they rolled back the hazard pay, you know, their explanation was, listen, things are coming back to normal. You know, our deliveries are a little bit less chaotic. Our buildings are a little bit less chaotic now that we've kind of gotten into the flow of operating and living with the coronavirus. But, you know, employees still do raise just that question. You know, why aren't we getting this as part of our regular daily pay?
Do we know exactly who's going to be getting some of this bonus money?
So we do. It's Amazon's frontline workers that they directly employ in their warehouses. It's their contract drivers that you'll see around the neighborhood delivering packages. It's Whole Foods market workers, which Amazon also owns. And it's also, interestingly, for Amazon, they're part-timers as well. Anybody who's got part-time or flex driving gig with the company.
Yeah, in the beginning, Amazon took an awful lot of heat from its employees for not handling things properly. Is this going to satisfy them, this bonus money?
It's a great question. You know, money certainly helps, but I mean, I think we still hear a good deal of fear, you know, among Amazon employees, like a lot of frontline workers who are still going about their daily jobs, and it's something tough to deal with in the back of your mind. You just hope your employer's keeping you safe.
Have they taken more active steps for safe distancing and mask wearing, that sort of thing?
No, they have. Masks are ubiquitous in Amazon's facilities now. You know, whether they're actually worn correctly, like in life, is a little bit more of a difficult question. But Amazon has certainly taken steps in the last couple of months to make PPE, protective equipment, more available to their employees, and also to enforce sort of distancing measures and make it easy to stay apart inside their facilities.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.